Bezras Hashem Yisparich, we begin Daf Lamed Chet in the Seches Brachas, the 37th Daf in Shas. The Gemara says on the top of Lamed Chet Samed Aleph, three lines from the top. Let's begin even two lines from the top. Haikuva Da'ara, Maime Varchin Ilave. When it comes to bread that is cooked in the ground, what bracha does it get? Amalei, Mis Avris Nehamahu, do you call that bread that you have a havamin and that you get hamaitzi? Guvla ba'almahu. All it is a mixture, a raw mixture of wheat and flour, and that gibul never becomes a bread. Mavarchinan alave bariminim zainis. For that reason, the bracha that it gets is bariminim zainis. Gemara continues four lines on the top. Lamechesim and alf marzutra kavesu dasa ilave ubarach ilave hamaitzachem in aretz. This is Yisoid Gadol in Halacha. Marzutra taught us that if you're Koveya Su'uda, even if there's something that gets a Mezainis, you can make a Hamaitzi. This comes up Halacha L'maisa. When a person is at a Kiddush, and there isn't necessarily bread, if he's Koveya Su'uda on a lavish Kiddush, so then in such a case he can make a Hamaitzi. Same thing when it comes to this Guvla. Even though this Guvla, which is a mixture, a batter of Amazonas, nevertheless, if he's Kaveh Suda, then in such a case, it gets a Hamaitzi, Vishalish Brachas, as well as Birchas Hamazon. Amar Mar Ravashi, V'adam Yotzev Eden Yidei Chalasa B'Pesach. Mar Ravashi adds that a person could also be Yotzev his Chiyuv on Pesach of Matzah, Maitaim Lechem Oini Karinam Bey. It could be called Lechem Oini. The Beis Yotzev in Simin Kuf Samaches suggests to Pshatim of what the Chidush of our Gemara is, that one could be Yotze, the Chiyuv of Pesach, with this Kuva Da'ara, because it's Lechem Oni. What exactly is the Gemara saying? First pshat that the Beis Yosef says in Dibra HaMaschel, Truknim in Kuv Samaches, is that we would have thought that the way in which the matzah is made resembles matzah Ashira. We know in the Sugya of Psachim, that matzah that is made with oil and fruit juices, one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah on Pesach because it's matzah ashira. And the chiddush of the Gemara is that even though this was a fancy delicacy, nevertheless, since it's not made with oil, since the difference is only in the style, then one could be yotzei mitzvah. And that's what the Gemara is bringing out when it says, Maitaim alechem oni karinam be. Alternatively, the Beis Yosef suggests a pshat in the opposite direction, that since it is cooked in the ground, so then it does not have a tsuras hapas, and for that reason, it doesn't have the shape of bread, and for that reason, one would not be Yosef. The Gemara continues on Lamechess Amid Aleph, Omar Mar Baravashi, and Mar Baravashi taught us another halacha, 11 lines from the top. Hai duvsha de tamri. The honey of dates. Mevarchinan aleo shahakol niya bedaro. The bracha that one makes on it is a shahakol. Of course, we've mentioned in the past that honey in the time of Chazal was the juice that ebbed from dates. And the Gemara tells us an important yisod. Maitaim azeya ba'almahu. It's considered the sweat of the fruit. It's not considered the fruit itself. This is the Yesod Gadol, that it's possible to have extract from a fruit and it's not considered the primary fruit that it would get a Borei Priya. But it would get a Shakol because it's called Zeya Ba'alma, the sweat of the fruit. Kaman Kai Tana, this follows the following Tana. This now we learned in a Mishnah in Trumas, Dvash Tamarim, the honey of dates, the Yayin Tapuchim, and the wine of apples. In other words, we call apple juice, and the vinegar of late season grapes are chomets sifonios, the chomets sifonios, ushar me peros shel truma, and all other fruit juices of truma, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev keren v'chomesh, Rabbi Yoshua potter. Rabbi Eliezer says that there is a chiyuv of the keren and the chomesh, Rabbi Yoshua says that you're potter. Amar lei, before we go on, let's be masbir what Karen Vechomish is. Karen Vechomish is that if someone is mazik truma, they have to pay a Karen. If they did a pishogeg,
V'chayiv v'chomesh. So what happens if someone is mazik the mei peros? So that l'chura is dependent on whether we look at it as zeya ba'alma. Rabbi Yoshua says you're poter because it's considered just the sweat of the fruit. It's not considered the fruit of truma itself. While Rabbi Eliezer seems to disagree. Amar le'ahu me'rabbanan l'rava. There were rabbanan that said to Rava, trima mahu. What's the status of trima? This shaila of trima is an important shaila. The Gemara itself is going to flesh out exactly what trima is, but let us do it beforehand as well. Trima is a mixture of a crushed fruit with its juice, a concoction of a fruit that has lost most of its fiber of fruit that holds it together. Now the Gemara says that Rava did not understand exactly what truma was. Rava didn't know what it was. Mike Amale. Yosef Ravina came to Rava. Ravina was one of the elder Talmidim of Rava, and he tried to help verify. Sometimes I find that it's helpful if you're an older Talmud of the Rebbe, when a younger Talmud asks, to help try to verify what the Talmud is asking, and that way you're not only helping the Talmud who's asking, but also the Rebbe to understand. Amar Le, so Ravina said to the Shoal, what exactly, he saw that Rava didn't understand exactly what, he asked him, what exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about the trima of a sesame? That means a sesame that's crushed down. Oh, decor to me, ka'amit. Or of, in English, the art scroll Gemara translates saffron. Are you talking about saffron, which was then used, Rashi explains, to mix with wine? Oh, the portsini karmit. Or is it the trima of portsini, Rashi explains, are grapes that are cut down and then made into a juice. Now, by introducing all of those possibilities, Rashi explains that Rava began to understand what exactly truma is, and that is some crushed constitution of fruits. At the Hachi Vahachi Aske Rava Ladaite, Rava began to understand. Amalei, he said to him, Chashilta Vadai Kamit. Chashilta means crushed. You're talking about something that's crushed. Vadach Rasan, and I remember Milsa Hadam Ravasi, something that Ravasi had taught in regards to the sugya of crushed fruits. Haytamre shel tmruma, you have dates of truma, mutter lasis mehen trima. You're allowed to turn it into trima. Kohen's allowed to take his truma and crush it down. There's an Easter, of course, that we mentioned in the past of destroying truma. Is it considered as if he's destroyed the truma? So Ravasi said no. Quotes Rava. Va'asalasis man shechar, but what you're not allowed to do is pulverize it to the point that you turn it into beer. V'hilchasa tamri v'avdinu truma mevarchin elavei boripriya. Eight, if you have tamri and you crush it and it turns into truma, it gets a boripriya. Eight, maitaima bimulsayu kaimi meidimeikara. It's still in its original state. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, in the halacha section, we have to discuss how this applies in terms of mashed fruits, as well as there's also a discussion in regards to juices and beverages from fruits.
The Gemara continues, Shesisa. Shesisa is, Rashi explains, a food that is made of parched grain that is heated in an oven when it is still moist, and then it is added and made into a dish. Rav Amar Shakoni, but Rav says the bracha is a shahakol, Ushmuel Amar Bar Minei Mizonis, and Shmuel says the bracha is Mizonis. Amar of Chizda Velo Pligi. Chizda says there is no machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. It depends on the constituency. Ha ba'ava, ha biracha. If it is ava thick, then it's going to get a Mizonis. If it's thin, then it's going to get a shahakol. Ava la'achila avdila. If it's thick, it's made to be eaten, and hence it gets a mazonis. Raka l'refuah kavdila. But if it's thin, then it was made for medicinal purposes. Matzah Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked the following kasha. Is it true that if it's made for medicinal purposes, it gets a shahakol? Who says this is made for medicinal
purposes. Masar Rav Yosef v'shavin shebarchin es hashus b'shabes v'shoysin zesom hamitzri. The Braisa describes you're allowed to mix shesisa on Shabbos because it's not considered refuah. It will be permissible on Shabbos because refuah is normally aser. Now this shesus is the same shesisa that we described before. And if you're going to say that shesus that is made raka, that it's made in it, his intention is the refuah, refuah b'Shabbos mishari, is one allowed to imbibe refuah on Shabbos? One is not allowed to. And therefore, we see that shesisa is not made the refuah, even when it is raka, it's a thin constitution. Amalei Abayi responded, "Va'ato tizbra, you don't hold this way. Va'atna and kol oichlan oichal adam lerfuah b'shabbos v'chol amashkin shayse." Says Abaye, even if your intention is refuah, at the end of the day, if it's a food, it's permissible to be eaten on Shabbos. And that's what we're quoting from the Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Tes Amabez. Kol oichlan oichal adam lerfuah b'shabbos v'chol amashkin shayse. And what's the reason it's mutter? So if his intention is to eat, so the rejection of Rav Yosef's kasha is the following. We say, Rav Yosef, you thought that it should be not considered food because it's refuah. They're prohibited to imbibe on Shabbos. That's not true. It's considered an ochel, and if his intention is to eat it as food, even if he's also memela getting refuah, that's going to be acceptable. Hence, there are times that even something that's a refuah, a person is allowed to eat on Shabbos, and there's no question from the fact that it's refuah, yet at the same time, it's permissible to eat on Shabbos as long as it's an ochel, which is also refuah. The Gemara says, so there's no machlokas now between Rav and Shmuel. And Rav was telling us that even when it is a thin mixture, it gets a shahakol. Utzricha de Rav, and we need the chiddush of Rav that when it's thin, it gets a shahakol. The imehai, because if we had only learned that in the case of Shabbos, even though it is a thin concoction, that it's mutter to eat on Shabbos because it's called an ochel. So already there we see it's considered an ochel. When it comes to Shabbos, maybe in such cases it's permissible when your intention is to eat and then you're getting it for aval hacha. But in Rav's case, since his intention is for the medicinal purposes, he shouldn't make a bracha on it at all. Rav is telling us the following yisod. Since he has hana from it, it gets a bracha. This yisod that the Gemara is saying is yisod that we also had earlier on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, where Tosas in the second Tosas in Dibra Maskel Kivin Disle Hana says that if a person has Hana even from medicine, so then in such a case, it does get a bracha and it will get a shahako. Mar begins the sugya of Hamaitzi by discussing exactly what is the bracha that we make on bread. The Mishnah told us, Shala Pasu Oimer Hamaitzi, the Gemara says four lines before the wide on Lamechesam and Alf Tanur Abanan Mahu Oimer, what bracha does he make? Hamaitzi Lechem Min Ha'aret. The Tanakama, the Rabbanan say that the bracha is the way we say it, Hamaitzi, the one that takes out the bread from the ground. Reb Nechemya Omer, Maitzi Lechem in Arts, that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes out, not the one. Amar of Rava, B'maitzi Kule Almaloi Pligi. Without the hay, there is no disagreement between the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, and Rebbe Nechemya. Here, the Tanakama, we will see, is called Rabbanan as well. The Apik, that the word motzi means someone who took out in the past tense. The Apik mashman, the Chsiv kel motziyam mi mitzrayim, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Ki pligi b'hamoitzi. The machlokes is, what about the expression hamoitzi? Rabbanan Savri haitzi de'afik mashma. Hamoitzi is mashma that he once took out. Dichsiv hamoitzi l'chamayim mitzur chalamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out water from the rock when we were in the desert. So the Rabbanon hold that the Lashon of Hamoitzi is the Lashon of past tense. Rabbi Nechemiah Savar, Rabbi Nechemiah holds Hamoitzi Dimapik Mashva. Hamoitzi has the connotation of the future. Shenema Hamoitzi Aschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says in the beginning of Shemais, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Now, at that point, at that juncture in Shemais Vav, you see as Mitzrayim has not taken place. Hence, Reb Nechemiah is of the opinion that the Lashon of Hamaitzi will indicate in the future and is not an appropriate expression for a bracha on bread. Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon going to respond, Nahu hachi kamelu. This is what the pasuk means. Kutcha brichu li Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klaiso, Kad meskiknu lechu avinu lecha milsa. In the future, I will take you out of Mitzrayim, and then Avinu l'chumilsa, I will do things to you at that time, ki hecha di yisu, that you will remember to antu da afikta yaschem Mitzrayim, that you should remember that I took you out of Mitzrayim. So hamaitzi eschem means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he takes you out of Mitzrayim, will cause you to remember he was the one in past tense, hamaitzi eschem mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. Dichsivi datem ki ani Hashem lokechem hamotzi. Mishtap. So therefore the Rabbanan say that even the pasuk there of hamotzi is actually in past tense. Period. Mishtap chanei Rabbanan Rav Zeira es bar Rav Zvid achua the Rav Shimon bar Rav Zvid to Adam Gadol. They praise Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Zvid, as being an Adam Gadol, ubraki bebrachosu, and he was a baki in brachos. Amar lehem, kishiyava yetchem heviu lidei liyadi. So Rabbi Zeira, who had heard the praises of him sung by the Rabbanan, amar lehem, Rabbi Zeira said to Chacham, v'kishiyava yetchem heviu liyadi. When he's around, you bring him to me. I want to see him. One day he was by him, afikule rifta, and they broke bread. It means they ate bread. Va'amar moitzi, and Rev Shimon bar Rav Zvid said hamoitzi, but he used the lashon of moitzi. Amar zeus amar malav adam gadol ubakir brachos. They say he's an adam gadol, he's bakir brachos. Bishleima I amar hamoitzi ashmi inan time ashmi in the hilchos like rabbanon. If he would have said Hamotzi, which was the disagreement between the Rabban and Rav Nechemiah, so then he would have taught us a lot. He would have taught us this idea that Hamotzi is really past tense, and he would have taught us that La Halacha we pass back to the Rabbanan. El Adam Hamotzi, Ma'akam Ashulon. But he said, Hamotzi, what is he teaching us? He could have taught us much more. If he was a Baki and Bachos, then he would have, if you will, had the guts to say Hamotzi. Says the Gemara, and what was Reb Shimon bar Zvid thinking? And he did it that way, not because he wasn't learning brachos, but he didn't want to get involved in the machlokes. In other words, by saying maitzi, then you could be yotzei kol hadeiyos. Ve'elchasa hamaitzach min arz tekan l'karabon d'amar da'afik mashma. We pass until the lashon is pants tense. Hence, we make the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem in Aretz. Titus asks a basic question on the Gemara, and that is, why is it that the halacha doesn't follow the rationale of Rav Shimon bar Zvid? Why don't we make the bracha of Moitzi so as not, and not Hamoitzi, in order not to get involved in the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Nechemiah? Titus answers that the Yerushalmi says that the reason for that is that if we made the bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Moitzi Lechem in Aretz, the mem would run together, and people would say Olam Moitzi. They would not enunciate Olam and Moitzi. However, if you say Olam Hamotzi, so then in such a case they need to enunciate all of the letters. Tosus then asks on this pshat. This is the first Tosus on Lamechesim and Beis. But if that would be so, So then what about the next part of the bracha? The next part of the bracha is lechem min aretz. And there's a risk that people are going to run together the lechem min. Of course, this idea of Taisus about being concerned of running two letters together appears earlier on Tezvav Amid Beis. When it comes to halachas of Kriya Shema, there the Gemara points out you have to be careful va'avadutem mehera. So Tosus asks, so you've solved the Yushalmi's problem. He tells quotes the name Yushalmi, that you don't say ha'olam moitzi, because it might be run together olam moitzi, but rather we say olam ha'motzi. But then we have the next words are lechem min aretz. Then a person will run together lechem min, and it'll be really one word. So Tosus says, well, that's already a pasuk. We can't change a pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim says, matzmiach chotzir lebehema ve'esa va'avodas ha'adam lo'hoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. That the pasuk in Tehillim describes as bread coming from the ground. So that, we already want to use the lashon of the pasuk. Tosus says that even is the source of the following halachic custom, that when one makes a bracha on bread, that one uses, holds the bread with 10 fingers, with both hands. Why? Because there are 10 words of that pasuk, matzmiach chatzil behema, and that is the source for the bracha of hamoitzi. The Gemara continues by analyzing the line in the Mishnah, if you turn back to Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah had said the bracha in regards to things that grow from the ground. The Mishnah had told us, Al peres ha'aretz u'omer bar pri adama, chutz min apas, shal apas u'omer ha'motzach min aretz, v'al yirakos u'omer bar pri adama. When it comes to vegetation, it depends on whether the vegetation is turned into bread, which then it gets ha'motzi, or yirakos, there the bracha is bar pri adama. The Gemara points out that there is, on some level, an equation between yirakos and pas. In other words, the starting point was that yirakos and pas would get the same bracha. Says the Gemara, five lines on the Tak, katani yirakos dumya de pas. There was a starting point that yirakos is similar to pas. Tosas has the girsa midiktani yirakos dumya de pas. Ma pas in ishtan al yedeya or, just like bread that is changed through heat, af yirakos nami shi ishtan al yedeya or. It would seem that we're equating it because the properties were similar. Just like bread is made through heat, so too the halacha that we were discussing included vegetables that had heat gone through it. What was that? Amar of Noi Mishmei Dabai, Zosameres, that's to say, shlakos, cooked vegetables, mevarchin aleim borei pri adama. The halacha is that it gets borei pri adama, and even if the poskim will spell out, even if you are imbibing as well, the juice. Some even have the some may be diktani yirakos dumi the past period. Darish Rochizim Hashem Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Rav. Rochizim said the name of Rav. Shlokas Mavarchin Aleim Bar Pri Adama. Rabbeinu Ayard Meret Yisrael Manu Ulam Shved Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlokas Mavarchin Aleim Shakoni Abedvaro. So there was a machlokis of whether cooked vegetables gets the bracha of Adama or Shakol. Vani Aymer says Rav Chizda, and I say, Kol she tchilasa bar pri adama, anything that originally started off as bar pnyo, shalako, and it was cooked, shakol ni yibidvaro, then it gets a shakol. V'kol she tchilasa shakol ni yibidvaro, anything that starts off as a shahakol, shalako, if then it's cooked, bar pri adama. In such a case, it gets a bar pri adama. The Gemara explains the Shita of Rav Chizda. I understand when it comes to saying that something that starts out as a shakal, that will be a bar pri adama. Bishleim kol shetchilas a shakni b'dvaroi shoko bar pri adama mishkachas la bekarba v'silka v'kara. That we will find when it comes to carob. Silka is a form of beet. V'kara is translated as a dlas, a form of gourd. So those things start out as a shahakal, and ultimately they're improved when you cook them, and hence they get bar b'trama. Koshet chilasa bar p'dama, sholko shahakal heich mishkachas. But what about something that starts out as a bar p'dama? When you cook it, it actually goes down to a shahakal. Amar av nachbar yitzchel mishpachas la bitumi v'karsi. You find it with leek. Karsi is a leek. To some interchange the tuff with a shin of shum, as being a form of garlic. And therefore, the bracha is going to go down. Gemara continues, Darish Rav Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman, to the name of Rabbeinu, Umanu Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, Shlokos, Mevarchin Aleim Bar Pri Adama. Shlokos get the bracha bar piyadama v'chaveirenu ayardim eretz yisol manu ulam shved Rabbi Yochanan amar shlokos mevarchen le'ashakoni bedvaro. V'ani omer mechlokos shnuya. And I say that this discussion is dependent on a machlokes tanoim. The sign is we learned in a braisa in regards to matzah. Yotzim b'rekik hashori u'memavusho shaloni muach de Reb Meir. Meir says that if you have a rekik, that if you have matzah that had been soaked in water, in such a case you could still be yotzi. Reb Yossi amir yotzim b'rekik hashori avalo b'memavusho. Reb Yossi says if it would be cooked, it wouldn't be acceptable. According to Reb Meir, it would be acceptable as well. Aval pi shaloni muach, even though it hasn't been softened by the bishul. Nevertheless, the moment you're mevashel, Rabbi Yossi says, you can no longer be yotzei. So the Gemara is suggesting that the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is the same machloikis that we had just before between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Shmuel was of the opinion that despite the fact that the vegetables are cooked, it retains its original bracha bor pri adama. That matches with the shita of Rabbi Meir, who says that matzah that is cooked is still considered matzah. While Rabbi Yochanan, who says that vegetables that are cooked loses its bracha of hadama and it gets a shahakol, follows the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who says that matzah is cooked loses its status of matzah. Says the Gemara v'loihi. That's not correct. The kulei alma shlaka is nevarchan la bar pri adama. Primer and Rabbi Yossi could agree that shakas get a bar priyadama. Ad kan loy kam Rabbi Yossi hasam. But Rabbi Yossi over there says that you're not yotzei matzah, even though it retains its original bracha, el mishum de ba'inan ta matzah v'lecha. You still need a taste of matzah for lechem oni. So even though its identity is one of lechem, but because it was cooked, it loses its taste. Aval hacha afil Rabbi Yossi maida, but Rabbi Yossi would be maida that cooked vegetables get ha'adama. Amar Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shlokos mevarchin olehen bar priyadama. Rabbi Yochanan says that shlokos get a bar priyadama. Rabbi Yonim bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlokos mevarchin olehen shakon yadvaro. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, kova ula lishabashte ki Rabbi Yonim ben Yefes. Ula had originally quoted Rabbi Yochanan is saying that bracha is going to be oshahakol. The problem was that we had Rabbi Chiya bar Abba also quoting Rabbi Yochanan saying that the bracha is a shahakol. Says the Gemara that Ula got his mistake from Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes. Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes had quoted this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see in a moment that the Gemara is going to challenge the veracity of this Messaira from Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes. Taiba Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira wondered that in the Beis Medrash they were presenting a machloikis between Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, what Rabbi Yochanan actually held. Taiba Rabbi Zeira, v'chimayin Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, etzor Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. You're putting Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes in the same category as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba diyek v'gomer shmaitzim Rabbi Yochanan rabbi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was medayik and he was precise in recording the tradition from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yom bar Yefes daik, and Rabbi Yom bar Yefes was not as careful. V'ol Rabbi Chiya bar Abba kol tosin yom mahadet talmudet kamed Rabbi Yochan rabbi. Not only that, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba for 30 days would repeat everything that he had learned in front of Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yom bar Yefes lo mahader, and also he didn't review, Rabbi Yom bar Yefes did not review with Rabbi Yochan. V'ol bar min dein, ubar min dein, aside from these two factors that indicate that Rabbi Yochanan held that the bracha is supposed to be a ha'adama, there's a third factor. There was a turmis. A turmis is a type of vegetable that is cooked 7 times. It appears in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Ayin Dalid on the Beis. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim exactly why it's cooked 7 times, etc. But let's just suffice to say that it's cooked 7 times. The shalki le'shiv zimnim b'kdera is cooked 7 times in the pot. Va'achal le'bikinuach Suuda, and it was eaten as dessert. V'shalu Rabbi Yochanan v'amar lohu mevarchel bar pri adama, and he paskin bar pri adama. So says Rabbi Zeira, we know already ourselves that Rabbi Yochanan had paskin on a turmos, which is a cooked vegetable. It's cooked 7 times that you get a bar pri adama. V'odam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he reaches Rabbi Yochanan shachal zayis maliach ubarachel atchilu v'self. And also, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba reported that he had seen Rabbi Yochanan eat a salted olive. The Gemara brings a raya here from a salted olive because the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Ayin Vav tells us that meliach kiroseach, that if something is salted, it's considered as if it is cooked. This halacha applies in basar v'chalav as well, that if you cook meat and milk together, we know that's nisa d'orais lo savashu gediba chalevimo. What happens if you salt meat and milk together? So that's an isa d'rabbanon of basar v'chalav. Meliach is kiroseach. In fact, what if you have a food that is salty that touches a milchix that touches fleishix? So that's a shaila, just as if it comes into contact through. Therefore, our Gemara is equating the halachos of a salted vegetable or fruit with one that is cooked. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "She'achol zayis meliach." So what did Rabbi Yochanan do when he ate that? Baruch Allah to live itself. He made a bracha before and after. Now the Gemara analyzes. Iyamet bishlem ashlokos bimulsayu kaimi bitchilam varach la baruch peyetzel itself mevarach la bracha achas mayan shalosh. So if this is a olive which gets baruch peyetz, it must be that it retained its baruch peyetz, and hence it got a bracha achrona of mayan shalosh. But if you say something that's heated, either through salt or through heat, it loses its original status. So then how could it be they make both bracha before and after? Fine, what he made before him was not a adama, but was a shahakol. What bracha did he make afterwards? Because if it gets a shahakol, then it does not get a brachas mein shalosh afterwards. Answers the Gemara, Dilma Barish Nefashos Rabos Chesronal Komasha Barah. Maybe when we say it doesn't get a bracha, what it means is it doesn't get a main shalosh, but it will get the bracha achron bar nefashos. And when they said they made it, what he made was a bar nefashos. This is actually the source, could very well be, for the opinion of Rashi, that when the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin says that rice does not get a bracha afterwards, what it means is it does not get a bracha mein shalosh, Rashi says, 7 lines on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. But a bar nefashos, Rashi says, it does get. This can be found in our Gemara. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom. Matzah Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, he asks the following question. Yirako shadam yotzeben yudei chavasa b'pesach. Yotzeben. The vegetables that one needs to eat, to be yotze chazeres, yotze with them, and with what's called kelach shevelahen, avalo kfushin lo shlukin. But it's not allowed to be soaked or cooked, velo mevushalin. Unfortunately, Rashi does not explain what exactly kelach means. However, Rashi does explain what the difference between shlukin and mevushalin is. Rashi says in the end of Dibur HaMaskil avalo kfushin that shaluk is even more, softens the vegetable even more than mevushalin. Analyzes the Gemara. V'isa kedachim v'sayukai, shlukin amaylo, why can't you use even when it is well cooked and softened? Answers the Gemara, the same yisod that we had above. Shani hasam deba'inan tamar v'leka. When it comes to the time of Chazeres, you need to be yotzei the mitzvah of Moror. And if you need to be yotzei the mitzvah of Moror, so then in such a case, even though it's still been milsakim, it still gets adama, nevertheless, its taste has been lost, its poignancy has been lost, hence the bracha that it gets is adama, but one cannot be yotze mitzvah of Mori. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Ches. Now we go on, Bezrat Hashem, to the halacha section. The topic of bracha on soups urges from our Daf on Daf Lamed Ches on the Bez, and it is beneficial that the Daf was relatively brief because this halacha topic is nuanced. There are quite a few shittas arishonim, and we will try to spell out the basic shittas are Rishonim, as well, of course, through the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and Halacha Lamaisa. The Gemara has two opinions, whether shlokos, vegetables that are cooked, gets the bracha of borei pri ha'adamah or a shahakol. Does it retain its original bracha or not? We paskin, like the shita Abai, you see the beis in the Ner Mishpat, 8 lines from the top of Lamed Ches on the beis, that shlokos get the bracha of borei pri ha'adamah. That means that the vegetables get adama as well as the water that it's cooked in gets a borei pri adama. However, there are Rishonim that qualify exactly when we say you get a Borei Pri Adama. The Rama in Darkei Moshe Simin Reish Hei points out a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, why Shlokos gets a Borei Pri Adama. According to the Rambam, the Darkei Moshe is Medayik, the reason why Shlokos gets a Borei Pri Adama is because the intention of the individual when he cooks up the vegetables is to give the taste of the vegetables into the soup. Hence, the soup absorbs, literally and figuratively, the bracha of the vegetables. It becomes one with the vegetable itself. This is the position of the Rambam. Therefore, points out the Darkei Moshe, that according to the Rambam, the only time that one would make a Borei Pri Adama on the soup is if it was cooked with the intention to give off the taste and drink that taste in the water. For the Rosh, that is not important at all, points out the Darkei Moshe. It doesn't matter if he intended to drink. In fact, and this is the way Rabbi Forst, in his Hilchos Brachos on page 328, presents the Shitas HaRosh, the Rosh almost holds the exact opposite. And that is that the reason why you get the Borei Pri Adama and the bracha of Adama is not lost on the vegetables and the water is because the primary cooking was for the vegetable. It was to improve the vegetable and to make the vegetable eaten in a softer fashion. Ezra Forst, on page 329 in his Hilchos Brachos, concludes, and I will read his language in English. Since we have a rule of Suffolk Brachos, a Shahakol should be recited except for the following condition. One should recite Adama vegetable soup only if the purpose of the cooking is normally both for the benefit of the vegetables and the soup. If, however, one recites a Hadama on soup that is cooked either for the soup or for the vegetables, b'di'evet, the bracha should not be repeated because one would be following either the Rosh or the Rambam. But l'chatchila, one only makes a Borei Pri Adama on a soup where one wants the vegetables in the soup and one wants the soup with the vegetable taste given over to it. Hence, you could fulfill both the position of the Rambam and Rosh. This is also brought out by the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Reish Hei Sivkot and Yud, where he says, "V'dafka kisheshokon kedei lechol gamas hayirakos." The only time you make Borei Pri Adama is if the soup was made with the intention to eat it with the vegetables. The ilu bishel hayirakos o sharon or sharon letzarech meimayan. However, if you cooked it only for its taste to be given over, then the bracha is only going to be a shakel. Despite the fact that according to the Rambam, it could very well be that it would get a Borei Pri Adama. The Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for both opinions, that the only time a vegetable soup gets a Borei Pri Adama is if you want both the vegetables and the soup. The Magen Avram in Sivkat and Vav has another suffix that's totally in the machlokis between the Rambam and Rosh, which is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Hei Sivkot and Yud Aleph. And that is, what happens if you cook dough inside a soup in order for it to add taste to the water, but ultimately you don't eat what the Mishnah Berurah calls the dough here, the farfel, the lokshin, or the knedlach. So in such a case, if you cooked the farfel and lokshin, but that you're not really interested in eating the farfel, lokshin, or knedlach, many times for knedlach a person is interested, the knedlach adds a taste into the soup, but in a case of where it's going to be removed, that would be totally in the machlokis between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether the bracha is given over. According to the Rosh, one would not make a mazonos on such a soup, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it is a safek. And what the Mishnah Berurah suggests is you should eat a little bit of mazonos beforehand, then have a little bit of a shahakol, and to be yotzei all of the opinions. However, what emerges from the rule that we saw in the Hilchos Brachos of Rav Forst is if a person does not do that, safek bracha hakel, he would make a shahakol. So let's summarize what we have up until now. When it comes to vegetable soup, the bracha will be Adama if the person wants to eat both the vegetables and wants to taste the vegetables in the soup. If one does not want one of those things, that is subject to machlokas of Rambam and Rosh, and we would say the rule safek brachos lahakel, and the same would apply in regards to cooking soup with knedlach, farfel, lakshin, and so on. If a person just wants the taste of the lakshin into the soup, but is not really interested in the lakshin, so then in such a case, the bracha also would be shahakol as well. Finally, we discuss another type of soup which has vegetables inside of it, and for that we go to the actual language of the Mechaber. In Siman Mishhei Sif Beis, the Mechaber quotes our halacha, al amayim shebishlo bem yirakos, mevarech habracha atzma, shemevarech al yirakos atzman, aval pi sheim ba elatam hayara. If you eat the vegetable soup, and there isn't any vegetables at that particular moment, but at the time you cooked it, you wanted the vegetables inside of the soup, then in such a case, it gets a borei pri adama. The hani mili, we come to point number two of the halachos of vegetable soup, kishabishlam bilo basar. This only applies when you cooked those things alone, says the Mechaber, without meat. Aval im bishlam im basar mevarech halav shahakol. But if you made the soup with meat, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be a shahakol. What's the rationale? The rationale is the following. The Mishabura in Sifkat and Gimel very clearly says the Mishabura, you Gimel da yurakos nosen in tam ba'amarak. The vegetable gives taste in the soup. Va'abosar nosen in tam ba'amarak. And also the meat gives taste into the soup. V'tam apsu choshev yoser. But what's more expensive, vegetables or meat? Meat. So the meat is considered more choshev. Hilkach u'aikar. Therefore, it is the primary, and the vegetables become the tafel, comes back to the regular rules of ikar v'tafel, and the appropriate bracha is going to be a shahako. So, point number two about vegetable soup, if there is another ingredient, like meat, or something else that could be considered primary, so then the primary ingredient is going to win out over the vegetables. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah, halfway through Sivkot and Yud Beis in Siman Reish Hei, when it comes to borscht, even though there was vegetables, there's also was traditionally in Europe cooked with meat, and since there is another ingredient, then the meat dominates. Similarly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if there are other primary tastes that are put into this vegetable mixture, like he says, chometz, vinegar, omashka, suya, b'mei subin, v'kemach, or a mixture of a little bit of dough and so on, so that have a taste by itself, says the Mishnah Berurah, ein nigra amashka achar hayarak. The yarak is considered secondary. Rav Nevin Sala adds that that's only in a case in where the other ingredients are primary. However, he says, if you have vegetables and some other spices, even if the spices are by themselves a type of ingredient, he says in such a case, our great Rebbe says in such a case, the bracha is going to be ahadam. And his language is the following. Ki atavlinim boim rak lahatim es apriyo es hayerek velo es hamayim. The spices are there just to enhance the vegetable or the fruit. And in such a case, then the bracha is going to be ahadama if it's vegetable soup. And ha'et if we're talking about a fruit soup. However, Rav Nevin Sal concludes, v'im kamos hayirakos mu'etes v'aymayim mutam alidei tavlinim yivar shakol. But if there's a very small amount of vegetables and there are spices inside, so then it's clear the vegetables are there just to add taste to the water, just like the spices are, and that v'ameven yovin might come back to the machlokis between the Rambam and the Rosh, and the bottom line is that the bracha is going to be a shahakol, because there one could argue that the spices are adding taste into the water, the vegetables are adding taste into the water, and then the bracha will be a shahakol according to the Rosh. And we mentioned in this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, we say safek brachos lahakel, and in only where one is clearly interested in the vegetables themselves does the bracha become a borei pri adama, or the fruits themselves, and then the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'etz. This concludes the halachos of vegetable soups, and as well, one could apply most of these rules to fruit soups as well. On Daf Lamed Ches, we also have another important sugya, and that is the bracha made on mashed fruits and vegetables. The sugya brings it up when discussing trima. The Gemara says that a crushed fruit called trima gets a bracha bar priyeh because milsayu kaimi kindme kara. It still retains its original status. From Rashi Dibar Amaschil, trima mahu, it seems that trima is a type of fruit that was crushed, but not entirely crushed. Kotush ksaf ve'ena merusak. It is broken up, but not entirely mashed. According to the opinion of Rashi, and this is pointed out by the Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Beis Siv Zayin, from Rashi is mashma that if it would be entirely mashed, in such a case, we would not evoke the rule of the Gemara Milsayu Kaimi, and the bracha that one would make would be a shahako. However, the Beis Yosef points out that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam, in the Chesed Hilchos Brachos Halachos Dalet, writes, Tmarin Shemiach Anbiyad, Vahotzi Garinim Shelehem, Vasaim Kamo Isa. Notice, dates that are smashed to the point that it's made like a dough. That means entirely mashed. Nevertheless, Varchalem Tchila Bore Priya Eitz. The bracha is Bore Priya Eitz. If we take a look in the Mechaber quotes this Rambam, which means that even if something is entirely mashed, so then in such a case, it still retains its original bracha. The Mishnah Brura discusses why. Sifka Memi writes, the Kivan da Adayin Mamoshan Kaim, since the essence of the date, and for that matter, the Mishnah Brura points out, this is important halacha lemaisa, mashed potatoes, its essence has still been retained, therefore it retains its original bracha. So Rabosai, we do not follow the opinion on the daf of the Gemara Lamechet Samad Aleph, the opinion of Rashi, that seems to indicate that if it would be entirely mashed, the bracha is lost, its original bracha is lost. Rather, even if it's entirely mashed, since its essence remains, so then it retains its original bracha. Example, mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, naturally mashed potatoes, get a borei priyah dalet. There is another wrinkle. Let's take a look now at the Ramah of that halacha in Reish Beis Siv Zayin. The Ramah gives another example, and we're going to explain the Ramah as understood by the Gra. Says the Ramah, here he gives a very practical case. Unfortunately, he gives the Yiddish terms, but thankfully the terms have been translated. Ufiza huadim belatur enikra fodilda. Says the Targum in the new editions of the Mishnah Bura, this means ribat peirot, which riba is a form of jelly or mashed fruits. Mevarchin aleim borei priya eitz, the bracha is a borei priya eitz. V'yesh omrim, continues the Ramah, levarech aleihem shahakol. And there are some who say that the bracha is shahakol. According to the Grof, the Ramah is disagreeing with the Mechaber. And he's saying these mashed fruits, the halacha is that they get a shahakol because they are entirely mashed. Nisrasek legamri. If it's nisrasek legamri, then it gets a shahakol. Very reminiscent to the Shita of Rashi. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura where he quotes others that say that the Ramah is not disagreeing with the Mechaber. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkata Membeis. We read Ramah the way the Gra understands the Ramah, yet, nevertheless, even according to the opinion of the Gra, at the end of the day, Mishnah Brura says, we follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that even if it's entirely mashed, the bracha that it gets is a borei pri ha'etz. For this reason, Rav Nevinzel told me that all applesauce will get a borei pri ha'etz. No matter how well mashed the applesauce is, its essence still remains, and therefore an applesauce will get a borei pri ha'etz. There is one exception to this rule. Even though we follow the psak of the Mechaber, the Sefer Zos HaBrocha on page 238 says that even if it's entirely mashed, He quotes the psak that we had seen from the Mishnah Berurah, as well as adding from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. And unfortunately, now we have to say Reb Scheinberg Zatzal. On page 238, he quotes, She'ein tzar tiyeh bo chaticha nikeres me'apri hakodem. One doesn't even need to see a bit of the flesh of the fruit beforehand. It doesn't have to be recognizable as the piece of the fruit. U'maspik rosha me'apri kodem. It's enough that there's some recognition to which this fruit belonged to. And it turns out that Rav Nevenzahl is consistent with what his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, had said, that Rav Nevenzahl says that the Rosh HaMapri still remains even when the applesauce is entirely mashed. The exception is the following. The Sefer Zos HaBracha continues, Achim lo nikeres mehus hapri. But if the essence of the pri is not recognizable at all, a person from the outside would never guess from which fruit this is made, birchaso shahako, then in such a case, the bracha is a shahako. Sefer Zos HaBracha claims that when it comes to an avocado, even if it was mashed in a blender, its essence still remains, and therefore it retains its original bracha. However, it would seem to me that those fruits that one would not argue that it's obvious to that it's one can make out its essence. For example, when it comes to the way they make a smoothie or a yogurt. So then in such a case, there it appears to me the essence of the fruit has been lost, and then in such a case the bracha would be a shahakal. But even if it's blended, if its essence could still be made out, then the bracha, its original bracha, would be maintained as the position of the Rambam, in contrast to the position of Rashi. Again, the details of blended fruits and nowadays in ice cream stores where they put the fruits into a smoothie and so on, that requires a little bit more research, but the above are the basic rule of thumb.